Professor Hera's face registered surprise when Jimmy Piles walked into her office. Piles flashed his warmest smile and stuck his hand out, and she took it with good enough grace. In Miami, when Iago Paz is announced, you don't normally expect a black man to walk in the door. Paz was used to it. He did his quick cop take of the office and its occupant, 15 by 12 maybe, neat, organized, with just enough room for a chrome-legged formica-topped desk with computer and monitor. The occupant was a woman in her late 30s with blonde hair, intelligent hazel eyes, reflecting a little unease now, Paz observed, which was okay from his point of view. Parchment-colored skin made matte with careful makeup. She was a little heavy for her age, although not for her culture. She wore a fawn suit. That would be upper-class Cuban, Paz thought, the stratum from which this woman clearly sprang. Ordinarily, she would have spoken with a man from his stratum, only to point out where to plant the new hibiscus or order the Lexus serviced. But politely, of course. Politely, then, Lydia Herrera directed Paz to the visitor's chair and asked, "So, Mr. Paz, I understand Al Manis gave you my name. I assume this is about some plant?"
"Yeah. He said you're a pretty good ethnobotanist."
"I am."
No false modesty for Lydia.
"And you're with..."
Paz held up his ID and shield. "Miami Police," he said, and watched her carefully plucked arcs of eyebrows rise.
"And why does the Miami Police need an ethnobotanist?"
Paz took Shrubera golingensis in its bag from his jacket pocket and placed it before her.
"We thought you might be able to tell us what that thing is used for." Herrera picked